From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages. By mid-afternoon, they had seized four of them, but had not yet managed to control the entire area. European Union justice and security ministers held talks in Brussels Thursday on ways to shore up intelligence and security. Rob Wainwright is the director of Europol.
So I think this is a highly challenging time for us in Europe, and that the determined response of the security authorities, therefore, is focused on reducing that threat.
Police are looking for yet another suspect in the terrorist attacks in Brussels. The attacks killed at least 31 people and wounded 300. Media reports say video surveillance from a bombed commuter rail station showed an unidentified man walking with one of the bombing suspects. The United States has filed criminal charges against seven Iranians for what it called a coordinated campaign of cyber attacks on American banks and an attempt to seize electronic control of a dam near New York City. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey said Thursday the Iranians caused tens of millions of dollars in damages. A Republic of Congo Army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced in Brazzaville that Sassou Nguesso had won 60% of the vote in Sunday's election. This is VOA News.